Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1501. Zen to Slim, a simple 5-step weight loss plan, part one, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now don't forget, we have a bunch of shows where we narrate blogs for you. Just search for Optimal Living Daily to find all of them. Now today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so I'll read the first half today and finish it up for you tomorrow. And with that, let's get right into the first half as we optimize your life. Zen to Slim, a simple 5-step weight loss plan, part one, by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. I think this one will be a bit controversial. Weight loss theories seem to be a bit divisive, judging from past posts on this topic, since people have very strong opinions about the right way to lose weight. However, this post isn't going to explore any of those theories. It's meant to be a simple plan for people who have trouble losing weight. These individuals don't need to go into the scientific theories, and they probably don't want to count calories or do any kind of complicated calculations. They just want a few simple steps that they can do right now that will work. When I started running last year and eating healthier, eventually becoming mostly vegan, I lost more than 20 pounds and kept them off. This year, my workout plan has been disrupted a couple of times by illness and then a back injury. But in July, I got back on track and can already feel the changes. I am confident that I'll have a fairly flat stomach by the end of the year, barring any future injuries or severe illnesses, of course. I recently had a few readers ask me about my weight loss plan. Well, I don't diet, and I don't do anything too intensely. I've just made some simple lifestyle changes, one at a time, and I feel much healthier as a result. The weight loss is slower than with some of the more drastic plans, but I feel that they're more permanent because I'm in this for life, not for short-term weight loss. Now, if this sounds right for you, check out the following plan. Of course, you all know that I'm not a doctor, a dietitian, a certified personal trainer, or in any way qualified to give advice. You know that you should see a doctor before starting a plan like this to prevent any serious health consequences. However, this plan is based on the advice of experts much more knowledgeable than me, and I can testify that it works for me and for some others I know who have done similar things. There is nothing revolutionary in this plan. It's common sense and simple. Zen to Slim Weight Loss Plan. Step 1. Begin gradual exercise. Instead of trying to change your entire life with an intense weight loss plan, we're going to start small. All you want to do is make a commitment to get yourself moving for at least 10 to 15 minutes each day for 30 days straight. Some key points. 1. Type of exercise. If you're already a runner or a cyclist or something similar, then begin a very, very modest program of resuming that exercise. Otherwise, walking, a treadmill, hiking, a cycling machine, rowing, or something similar would work. Mixing it up is a great idea, alternating different exercises on different days. The actual exercise you do doesn't matter as long as you get moving. 2, most important here, start out really easy. People tend to start out with a lot of enthusiasm and then burn out, skip a workout or two, and then the plan has failed. In this plan, you want to go short and slow. If in the past you would normally run 3 to 4 miles, for example, just run 1 to 2 miles. Go for about half of what you think you can do. You can always add more later. 3, it's important that you try to do it every day. Mark your successes on your calendar. Gold stars always work well. And try to keep the marks going every day. If you can do short, easy workouts and mix up the exercises a little, you can do it every day. 4, set aside some time to do this every day. If you've had success working out in the morning before, use that time. Otherwise, do it right after work. 5, strength. Another point is that you can do strength workouts, but don't do anything too hard in the first couple of weeks. Just some push-ups, crunches, lunges, and squats with no weights. That might sound easy, but the key, again, is to start out slowly. You can always add more later. 6, just start. This is the last key point. If you are feeling resistant to exercise, just tell yourself that you have to lace up your shoes and get out the door. How long you do it doesn't matter. Even 5 minutes is good. I bet, though, once you start, you'll want to keep going for at least 15 minutes. Step 2, replace fatty and greasy foods with healthier foods. Now, you're not going to go on a diet, but take a look at what you eat and try to slowly replace the greasier and foods that contain those unhealthy fats you eat, like fast foods or deep fried foods, with healthier alternatives. Some key points for this step. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled Zen to Slim, A Simple 5-Step Weight Loss Plan by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What I really like about Leo's advice is that it's gradual. Studies have actually found that when body weight is lost too quickly, we may not actually lose body fat. Losing body fat is the goal, right? But instead, if we lose weight too quickly, we may end up losing more muscle, especially in the beginning. So gradual weight loss and the creation of habits that will last a lifetime, this is what it's all about. And notice, Leo didn't say we have to completely avoid any foods or that we have to perform certain exercises. Instead, in the beginning especially, consistency is key. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for listening every day and sharing this show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.